What's going on, good people? Coming back to you live from the basement. This your boy Pat.
And your boy Big Will.
It's been a minute since we didn't bless y'all with the sounds of our beautiful voices and our great content.
Long minute.
It's been since October.
You know? First.
Yeah, so we decided we'd do a nice little year-end show to just recap this beautiful year of 2020, the year of Corona.
COVID.
You know what? That's what this is going to go down as, the year of COVID.
Yeah, COVID-19.
COVID-19 about to morph into, well, actually, they already morphed into COVID-20.
It's mutant.
It's about to turn 21 next year.
Yeah.
So.
COVID-Z, nigga.
Yeah, this has definitely been one for the books. This has been the worst year of my 40 years.
Yeah, I think 2001 was pretty terrible, too.
I don't know. 2001 was all right for me. But this year right here.
You was in the military, right?
Yeah. I was still in the military.
See, I was a regular civilian. And when Justin's car broke down by the airport and we got guns pulled on us because they thought we was terrorists trying to get over the fence. Yeah, that was a bad day, bro. Yeah, that was terrible.
Needless to say, y'all made it out alive.
So yeah, we did.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, they pushed our car across the street. Get the hell away from the airport.
We're gonna murder y'all.
Yeah, that's some big shit happening.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So yeah, this year, it was quite the year. You know, a lot of freaking loss this year.
Yeah, a lot
I
of
think
death.
This is the most deaths we've had in a year.
Mm-hmm.
In a long time.
Ever.
A long time.
Yeah, we surpassed all the wars.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Vietnam, Gulf, Iraq. Yeah, we surpassed all the wars.
Yeah. Stupid.
Yeah.
And to think this all could have been prevented. Maybe, you know, maybe not prevented. But it could have been
contained.
Curved. Yeah. You know, we could probably have it under control right now.
Right.
If somebody had just listened.
Acted.
Or if somebody had followed the directions that were, you know, kind of left for him.
No, then.
There were things put in place.
Yeah, that's true.
But, you know, he decided he wanted to come in, do his own thing, and not listen.
But what's sad thing is, behind closed doors, he knew exactly how deadly this was.
Because exactly.
He admitted it. And. Yeah. He said he just didn't want to panic the, you know, the people.
Please. This is a man whose presidency was won off panicking the people. And all of a sudden, you don't want to panic the people? Well, man, get out of here.
On his side, he didn't want to panic people.
Get out of here. If y'all don't know who we're talking about, we're talking about Trump.
The greatest president of our lifetime.
The greatest.
MAGA! He did everything. He built the wall. Mexico paid for it.
Damn, that wall is built?
It's built. Mexico paid for it, too.
Mexico paid for it?
They paid for it.
Damn. Okay.
You know, he made sure the Muslim ban went full effect.
Okay, so no more Muslims in this country.
No more Muslims. We ain't got to worry about no terror sales.
Okay.
You know, he got rid of all the shithole countries that was weighing America down.
Oh, man. Black nations. He got rid of all the Mexicans?
The black nations.
Black nations? Haitian, okay.
You know,
okay. Got rid of all
Nigeria,
all the monkeys.
Kenya. Yeah, got rid of all those niggas. And,
okay.
All
right.
We don't have to worry about them. And
we got to worry about the Mexicans stealing our jobs?
No. He got
rid
of
all. Oh, that's right, because he built that wall.
He got rid of all of them.
That's
too.
Right. That's right. Good job on that guy.
Sarcastically.
He did everything that he said he was going
to
do.
All he did was bring white supremacy to the motherfucking top of the goddamn.
That's all he did.
Yeah.
He gave white supremacists the green light to come up out the woodwork and right. just show they ugly.
Yeah.
And they have been showing they ugly.
Oh, yeah. They support this man fully because he's one of them. And anybody want to tell me he's not racist, you can go sit on a ton
go
of dicks.
Go sit on a cucumber and twist.
I need you to sit on a ton of dicks and twist.
Okay. A ton of them. Yeah. Go ahead. You can do that too.
Yeah. So fuck you and fuck everything that you believe in.
Bastards.
Yeah. So anyways, we're in America. America KKK. And it is what it is. So.
Sickening.
Yeah, sickening. So we started the year with COVID, you know. It shut us down in what, March?
Well, no. Let's start from the very beginning of the year. We should have known that this year was going to be screwed up.
Kobe.
When Kobe and his baby girl passed away.
I
know.
I ain't going to never forget the text you sent me. He was like, they said Kobe Bryant died. TMZ is reporting Kobe died. I was like, man, boy, you lying. And then I Googled it. I was like, oh, shit. He died in a helicopter crash.
I thought my boy was lying. When he sent it to me, he was like, you know, he was like, you hear about Kobe? I thought he was going to say, you know, he owned a team or, you know, something like that. No, I wasn't expecting to hear Kobe passed away. Wait, what? What? Mm-hmm. Kobe who? You talking about basketball, Kobe? No way. Then just the rash reports that came out. Oh, his whole family was on there. Okay, none of his family was on there. It was just him and some constituents. Nah, it was him and his baby girl and some of her teammates and their parents.
Yeah, Gianna and RIP to her teammates and the parents of that child.
That was, man.
Yeah, that was a tough one. That was
a crazy day. Crazy day. Should have known that this year was going to be effed off when it started off like that.
Yeah, a superstar, an all-star, like one of a bigger than life player.
Yes.
Dies. That's like Jordan dying or LeBron dying. Yeah. Like it doesn't happen like that.
And somebody who was actually starting to just relax and enjoy life.
Yeah, and I'm a Seattle Supersonics. I hated Kobe because he's a Laker. I hate the Lakers. I hated Kobe, and when he died, and then just everything that came out when I started doing research on him, dude was a good guy. Like, he was a good dude. Like, you know what I'm saying? He always helped everybody, and everybody, like, gravitated to Kobe. Like, and that's when my respect for Kobe came. Because I just hate him on, you know, the competitive. You know, he used to put my damn team out all the time. I'm a Sonics fan to the day I die, so it just hurt my feelings. And I was like, I used to watch what's the network that the Lakers played on back in the day? Prime West.
Was it Prime West?
I was like,
back when Prime Cable existed, and not Cox.
Yeah, Prime West. I'm like, dude, this dude right here is killing us. But you know, at the end of the day, you know he's gonna be a good player.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck, dude. I hate the Lakers. Still is that I hate the Lakers. Even though LeBron there, I love LeBron. But anyways. But yeah, that's how the year started. And then we, you know, moved into February when your boy said, you know, we only got 15 cases of coronavirus. We got it contained. It's a Democratic hoax. It's not real.
It's the Chinese virus.
Yeah, Chinese.
He's steady calling it the China virus. Man, stop.
And you get people beat up around America because of that shit.
You had Asian people running around getting stumped out.
Yeah.
Because you want to call it the Chinese virus.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. The stupidest person I've ever seen in my life. Well, maybe not the stupidest, but he's up there.
Yeah.
He's up there.
Very ignorant.
So, yeah, COVID comes out in February. We go into shutdown in March.
Yeah.
Everybody, oh my God.
No toilet paper, no food, no canned goods.
People were panic buying like crazy. I was really trying to figure out why was toilet paper the first thing that they went for? Like, you would think that food would have been the first thing. Nah, they was in there buying toilet paper.
Yeah.
Toilet paper.
It was some food, too. Same thing you
said. Some. But it was mostly toilet tissue. Like, you could still, during the whole beginning of the pandemic, you could still go in the grocery store and actually grocery shop. Yeah. Because they hadn't started panic buying all the food yet.
Right.
But once end of February, beginning of
March.
March, or no, excuse me. Once end of March, beginning of April came around, yeah, that's when they started panic buying all the food.
Yeah.
And that's when all the meat was gone.
Noodles.
Man, yeah. I was calling this cat all the time, like, bro, do you know where I can find a pack of noodles at? Yeah. All I want is a simple pack of chicken noodles. That's all I want. Give me my chicken ramen. That's all I want.
Yeah, I remember when I finally found it, I was like, did they just put something out? It's at the Walmart up here on the... And I was like, you want me to hold you? He's like, just get them for me. Just buy me two packs.
I'll pay you for it.
I was like, all right, I'll pick up two packs. And what's so crazy, when I saw them, it was an older white lady. And she was like, she was looking around. She was like, huh? And she just started grabbing them and just tossing them in the basket. I was like, hold on, let me get over here and get by them. Because she panicked buying. Yeah. I was like, what the hell? So yeah. I grabbed four packs, two for me, two for you. I was like, what the hell? Man,
craziness.
Yeah, that shit craziness. Was, yeah, then the whole, because they didn't know how the pandemic was, you had to wait outside in lines. Yeah. It was just, yeah, it was terrible, dude.
6 feet, wear a mask, wait outside. You can only have a certain amount of people in the stores.
Right, you had to wait till three come out, three going. It was bad.
And this was during the summertime in Vegas.
Yeah, hot as hell.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so I was like, what God. The fuck, dude?
I never went shopping during the day. Yeah. I refused. I'm not standing out in that sun. Bake it like a honey baked ham.
And then when it first started, and that's when I was going to the gym consistently.
Yeah.
And, at the gym, you notice when motherfuckers never like wipe down the machines, all of a sudden everybody wiping down machines.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting there like,
and people never used to wipe down machines.
Hell no. They'll get done and walk the fuck off, dude. But then all of a sudden y'all want to wipe down machines. See, this is the problem.
Had you just been clean to begin with, being clean wouldn't be such a foreign thing to you.
Yeah.
But washing your hands and sanitizing and bathing daily, that's a foreign thing to a lot of people.
Yeah, because to this day, Vegas is one of the places where the COVID is still picking up.
We are
and
hot spot.
I go to stores all the time, and you know, I'm an older gentleman. I have to use the bathroom. I go in the bathroom, and I'm just taking a leak, and I just see cats come right out the stall and walk right out the bathroom. Don't even think about washing their hands. Then I go see them in the store. I'm like, oh, okay, you just took a boo-boo.
And now you're over there eating the grapes.
Yeah, you over there eating the grapes, and you with a family of 18. Jeez. Holding the baby. Like, okay, this is what we're going through, right? These stupid motherfuckers are here.
Yes.
And this is why the COVID would never probably go away.
Yeah.
Because they're looking at, like, COVID going to be around, like, HIV, AIDS.
Yeah, it's going to be around for life.
Yeah, and if you don't want to protect yourself, you're going to get catch. Yeah. You don't want to catch AIDS, put a condom on.
Exactly. Or just abstain.
Yeah. Well, no, these motherfuckers having a raw dog. Having a raw dog life, nigga. I'm going to go touch 18 peaches, nigga, until I find the right one to eat in the store.
Exactly.
And then
I'm going to put it back. Yeah. I'm going to bury it underneath all the other peaches.
Oh, no, they're going to throw the seed in the trash can. Then me and you are going to go over there and be over there feeling like, oh, this is firm. This is not. And you're going to put it in your bag and you're going to go home and wash it, and guess what? You done wash it good enough, and you're... Ugh, motherfuckers, jeez, dude.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it's sad.
It's a mess. So, then we go from during the COVID, we go to just a rash of black folks getting murked once again.
Right.
And it started with... It wasn't George Floyd.
No, it was...
Ahmaud Arbery.
Yeah.
It started with Ahmaud Arbery getting gunned down.
Taking a nice little run.
Boy. And the fact that it happened in February and it didn't come out until...
What, April?
April. That's just like, how? How? Oh, I know how.
Oh, good old boy Network.
Because you guys are friends with the prosecutors and everybody down there. So y'all wasn't going to prosecute these cats. No. Didn't even arrest them.
No, it took a while.
It took for that video to come out.
Right, like, hold on, what's going on here? Exactly. He's running... Oh, he was looking into a house that was being built. Of course he was going to put it in his pocket and run off. Like, what are you talking about, bro?
What?
Are you serious? And y'all gunned this man down? And I like how the cameraman I wasn't involved. Yeah, whatever.
Nah, you was with him. Yeah. You was with him. That's why you was following behind him recording.
Exactly.
Because you was with him. Get out of here, bro. Then you had the the one that sparked the whole thing, that sparked all the protests. Yeah. George Floyd getting killed on camera.
Yeah. The police officer put his knee in the boy's neck for 8 minutes and what, 20 seconds?
8:28.
Whatever. 8 minutes, like bruh.
Too long, put it that way. Too long.
All because he was accused of using a fake $20 bill in a convenience store.
Now, since when do you need to get arrested and treated like that for using a fake $20 bill?
Oh, well, easy. He's a nigga, so his life is not worth anything. It was sad, you know?
Then we come to find out that him and the officer that had his knee on his back of his neck
worked together.
Worked together, yes.
And like all those pictures came out, like how George used to take pictures with the patrons of the club, mostly women. And you could just tell there's probably some jealousy there. Because he was a big brother. He was 6'4", 6'5", you know, skyscraper over everybody. All the women liked him.
Yep.
You know, it goes like that. And he's probably, you know, I don't know how tall he was, but he's probably the asshole that walked around and pissed off everybody.
Mm-hmm. So, he just looked like it.
Yeah.
He looked like it. So, yeah, so George Floyd dies, and that sparks.
Boy.
Protests all over the world.
Yeah,
not just the United States.
The world,
all over the world.
Yeah,
that kind of filled my heart with joy to see people actually coming together for
and
a good
care.
Reason
and care. And you saw all races and all colors holding Black Lives Matter signs.
Yep.
See, what people don't understand, like the whole Black Lives Matter thing, is not. I'm going to say, like, conservatives try to make it like it's a racial thing.
Yeah, but it's not.
It's not. It's like, okay, well, these people have been getting treated a certain way for so long.
Yeah, but since we brought them over here.
Yeah,
to this country.
You want to keep them 100, yeah. And honestly, a lot of people feel like we should still be getting treated like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it because if you see Black Lives Matter, you see all colors, black, white, Asian, dogs, everything. You know what I'm saying? But then when it's vice versa, when you want to talk about Proud Boys and it's not, you're like, then it's like, it's a white supremacy.
People.
Like, hold on,
so
what?
White.
You know? And it's crazy, dude. It's fucking crazy. It's sad. It's really sad. Because all we're trying to do is get a voice in this world and get equal opportunities for
that's
our family.
It. That's it. We're just trying to have the opportunities that everybody else has.
Exactly.
That's it.
And,
that's it.
And as a black man that has been pulled over, how many white people say they've been pulled over 60 times in their lifetime? No, none. And it's sad when you have to go through this type of stuff. When you walk in stores, like a black man, like I'm a black man. I just had an incident that happened in Walgreens the other week when I'm coming out the store and a woman sitting in her truck waiting on her husband, significant other. She sees me walking to my car. She violently like, locking her door, like, and literally, like, hit the lock, like, 5 times in my face. I'm just walking to the, like, to my car to get to leave, like, and this is how I'm getting treated.
Yep.
So a lot of white people don't go through that type of stuff. Like, as a black man, I can't walk into a Smith's with a recyclable bag.
Yeah, because they're going to be stealing.
Exactly. Yep. Now, Karen can do it, and they wouldn't think, you know, they wouldn't blink an eye, but let me do it, it'd be like, okay. See, these are things that people don't understand. Like, I've got out of my car and, like, people, like, the locking the doors and I got to switch my purse to the other side. Like, this shit happens to all the time.
Yep.
You know, it's sad. It's sad.
And I'm going to tell you something that's funny and it's kind of unbelievable. So, I work security at the Luxor, right? I wear a black jacket, says security on it, right? Sometimes I have to do pit checks. And what a pit check is I go around and I make sure that all the boxes that are supposed to be at the tables are at the correct table for that night.
Mm-hmm.
So when we do the drop, you know, everything is cool, steady.
Right.
Right. So I walk into these pits. They see me. These people see me. These pit bosses see me. These dealers see me on a nightly basis. They see me. Tell me why I come into the pits. They're still stopping me. Hey, sir. I'm like, hey, how you doing? Oh, I'm sorry. We didn't realize you were security. I got on a black jacket that says security.
Right.
I'm carrying a clipboard and a pen. I don't think just any random person is going to be wearing a black jacket walking through the pits with a clipboard in their hand. And I work security at the damn place. And all I do is I just laugh it off. But I'm going to tell you, they're going to catch me on that one wrong night, and they're going to do that, and I'm going to just blow up.
Yeah.
I'm going to blow up. Why? Because I know why y'all are doing this. Right. Because you see a black man walking through the pit. Because I see white people walking through the pits all night. They don't stop them. Yeah. They don't say nothing to them. Mm-hmm. Nothing.
You're overreacting, Patrick.
Nothing. I come walking through the pit in my uniform. In my uniform. They putting their arm up trying to stop me. Or they hey, excuse me, sir. I know you see my back. My back is turned to you. You see bright yellow security on the back of my jacket. You see the badge on the side sleeves of my jacket. Don't try to tell me you don't know who I am.
Sound like you're stealing the man.
Don't try to tell me you do not know who I am. Because you do.
Yeah, and these are things that people don't understand. Like, they just don't understand.
It's crazy. Yeah. And I just sit there and I just laugh under my mask like, these people are nuts.
Laugh under my mask.
These people look crazy.
Yeah.
They are freaking lunatics.
It's the world we live in, bro. It's sad, but it's the world we live in.
So 2020 was also the year of the Karens and the Kens. Mm.
Whole bunch of them.
Karens are going crazy everywhere. I don't want to wear my mask. It's hard for me to breathe. You know what, Karen? Shut up. Everybody else is having a hard time breathing as well. But you know what? We want to get through this, so we're doing what we need to do. We're doing our part, wearing our mask, washing our hands, all the other kind of stuff. You don't want to wash your hands. You don't want to wear a mask. You want to run around spitting at people. You're lucky ain't nobody killed you yet, Karen.
Yeah, for real, because the spitting thing, I'm not accepting that.
Nah, yeah, I'm sorry. Whether you a male or a female, if you spit on me, I'm a strike you. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Officially, I'm sorry.
Now, and I'm for one, I don't hit women. I don't. But if you spit on me, I just might forget you a woman. In that split second, I might forget you a female. And I might just give you one real quick.
You better get one.
Because you spit on me. Yeah. That is the ultimate disrespect. Right. Spitting on somebody.
Yeah. I remember when the whole mask thing first happened out here, and I was at CVS. I was getting me a drink so I can go get some food at Farmer Boys.
Yeah.
On Charleston and Decatur.
Yeah.
Dude come in, and the cashier was like, sir, you have to have a mask. And then he gets flipping all, you know, my constitutional rights and yada, yada, yada. And she's like, well, this is a private establishment. If you don't wear a mask, you need to leave. So he walks out, he turns around, and he... He spits a loogie. This is a small Hispanic chick. He misses her and hit the black and Mexican kids that's in the front of the line. If white on rice, the sand, they was whooping the shit out. They jumped on this dude so goddamn quick. I was like, okay, they beat him. I'm thinking they know, like, okay, we just whoop him a little bit. And then I was like, then he went stiff on the ground and they punched. And I was like, hey, stop. Like, it's like, this motherfucker. I was like, yeah, he spit on you, but he ain't moving.
don't
kill him, because, you know, they're going to charge you with murder.
Exactly.
Like, chill the fuck out.
Exactly.
I was like, y'all did y'all thing, okay? And I was like, and what's so crazy is, you know, if he knew he was going to spit on them, he probably wouldn't spit.
Yeah.
You know, he's so pissed off, and, you know, his constitutional rights. I ain't gonna never forget that, dog. I was like, they whooped the shit out that dude.
He probably tried to turn and run like old girl did on Flavor of Love. Remember when the white chick had spit that loogie on New York's mouth?
Yeah,
and then she tried to take off.
And got snatched. Yeah, that was a violent snatch. I can't even think that girl's name, but I know it was.
It was Pumpkin.
Pumpkin. Yeah.
She spit in New York's face.
Yeah. And New York went, she went like double handed trying to grab her, and she got her with that and snatched her ass. Yeah. Like, you don't spit on people, dog.
That joke was hilarious.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah, you don't spit on people, dog.
But yeah, so you got the Karens and the Kens out here flipping out because they don't want to wear a mask.
Yeah.
You're violating my constitutional right.
Yeah.
We don't have to wear this. We don't need to wear the mask. We don't need to do this. We don't need to do that. Okay, well, you know what? How about we do this? All you idiots that feel the need to not wear a mask, you know where we're going to send y'all to? We're going to send y'all down to the country of Florida. Huh. You go ahead and you go down there, since that state pretty much been open the whole doggone time.
Right.
You go ahead and you go down there, and y'all all just live y'all little diseased lives. And we're going to fence y'all in. Keep y'all away from the rest of the population. Ones that are trying to actually live and do the right thing.
Not going to happen.
You know, y'all head down there.
They want to poison certain types.
Yeah.
Blacks and Hispanics are the ones that are dying at high rates according to the COVID virus.
Yeah, COVID is taking us out at a super high rate.
Yeah, and that's sad because a lot of black people, Hispanic people live together. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't
A lot of people in households.
Yeah, so many people. Yeah. It sucks, you know. And then we're the ones that have functions and barbecues and things like that. And a lot of people just don't take it serious, so...
We gotta have a party. We gotta celebrate Pucano's birthday. No, you don't. Yeah. No, you don't.
Sad shit. Remember that shit in L.A. when they was about to fight the cops out there because they shut down a block party?
They shut down a block party. You're not supposed to be having a block party right now. Y'all are literally on shutdown.
Right.
Like, that is the one state where they were literally on shutdown. Yeah,
curfew.
People not even able to go to work. They like, nah, you can't even go to work. You can't even grocery store, nah, just had your groceries delivered.
Right.
You can't even go to the grocery store. Y'all are on literal shutdown. And they got a curfew. Y'all keep playing around. They back on shutdown again in certain counties out there.
Yeah.
Because people don't want to listen. They don't want to, like, just
put on the mask.
Just put on the mask.
No, we don't want to be the communist China. Oh Lord.
We don't want to follow rules. You can't tell us what to do.
All right. Yeah, COVID gonna tell your ass what to do. You know what? Tell your ass to die.
Exactly. When you sitting up in the hospital bed, laying on that ventilator. I bet you gonna be wishing that you had put your mask on.
I can't breathe on my back, on my side. When am I supposed to breathe? It's over.
Exactly.
You're dead.
Exactly.
Yeah. So.
And you enjoy that ventilator.
So.
But I'll tell you this one thing. I don't know about all y'all other people out there, all y'all males, but this mask has done wonders for my mustache.
Oh, this dude.
My mustache has been fertilized. It's nice and it ain't spotty. And I used to have a spotty mustache. It's not spotty anymore ever since we started having to wear the mask. Now my mustache is, you know, it's coming in nice. It grows all the way. It's not spotty in that one little area anymore. It's not bald. I got a mustache all the way across my upper lip now. So I appreciate wearing the mask.
He says that, in some fact, because I wear a mask, my damn lips are chapped. I ain't never had chapped lips ever in my life. Now I'm keeping Blistex, chapstick. Like, Lord, this is horrible. Burt's Bees. I done tried everything to try to keep my lips moisture. It's horrible, dude. I'm like, dude, my lips are like, I'm not wearing a mask. Yeah. Like, this shit is really killing my lips.
Yeah.
So I'm like, dude.
So... the night that you found out about the whole COVID thing, where were you at?
The gym, I think. I was with Christine. Gym. I was at Christine. It kept popping up on CNN. It's getting worse and worse. I'm like, it's not that serious. And then they started showing those hospitals with the beds. Actually, it was Italy. They showed Italy.
Yeah.
How motherfuckers are like all in the hallway. Mm-hmm. Motherfuckers all slumped over in the lobby. Mm-hmm. I was like, hold on, what the fuck is going on? And then it was like, it's the old people are dying out here.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the hell?
Looked like a scene from a movie.
Yeah, it did look like, you know, a zombie movie. And I was like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah, it was crazy. I'll tell you where I was. I was at work. I was at T-Mobile. Mm-hmm. It was the Pac-12 tournament, right? Mm-hmm. We standing there, chopping it up. One of the freaking the guest services people, he like, oh, well, you know, we just found out we're not working tomorrow because of such and such. Oh, yeah, why y'all not working? You know, they're like, oh, whatever's going on. So then we see up on the Jumbotron, tomorrow's games have been, you know, downsized to a limited amount of people that can come to the games, right? About 10 minutes later, tomorrow's games are going to be players only. No family, no fans, nothing. Players only. Probably about 30 minutes later, tomorrow's games have been canceled. Like, it was literally happening like that. Tomorrow's games have been canceled. Okay. 15, 20 minutes later, Pac-12 tournament has been canceled. whole tournament. Whole entire tournament. So that means no more work. Work is shut down.
Right.
I mean, we literally sat there and watched this happen. We watched it happen. From start to freaking finish. Some people. No people. Canceled. Like, wait a minute. Right. Then next thing you hear, Rudy Gobert in the NBA didn't caught COVID.
Right.
And oh, God. Whole Mitchell. NBA shut down. Then Donovan Mitchell caught COVID.
Yeah, he wanted to kill a Rudy Gobert.
Yeah, like, man, you can't kill that man because of that. He didn't even know he had it.
Yeah, and a lot of people didn't know, the education, they didn't know it was that serious.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. So. And it affects everybody different. You know, not everybody has to end up on a ventilator.
Right.
Some people just get real sick and then they recover.
Right.
Some people get sick and die.
Right.
You know, I really think it depends on how healthy the individual is.
Yeah, it does. If you're overweight, I have a high blood pressure, diabetes,
yeah,
you're on a first train smoking out this bitch, dog.
Yeah, you might be getting up out of here.
Yeah, so
that's sorry to say, but if your health ain't in the best, you mess around in Castorona, you might not make it.
Right.
You might not make it. There's a chance that you will, but you know, there's also a chance that you won't.
Yeah.
But yeah, so literally everything shut down, NBA shut down, all sports shut down.
Yeah.
Then everything
high schools,
came back.
High school district.
Yeah, I was at home, right? The next day, I was at home. And because it was the weekend. So I'm watching the news. They're like, Governor Sisolak is coming on making a special announcement. I'm like, I told Christy, I was like, they about to shut the schools down. School year is about to be canceled.
Right.
Sisolak came on, school year is canceled. Everything's gonna be finished virtually. I was like, see what I tell you. This junk is crazy. It's going down right now. It is going down right now. Like this thing has just come and just ruined, like, 2020 was supposed to be a year of freaking abundance. And 2020 has been a year of just
what's abundance?
Abundance of deaths. Shoot. It was supposed to be an abundance of finances. Oh my God, it has been far from that. Far from that.
Yeah.
You got just millions of people losing their jobs. Millions of people losing their homes. Just, oh my God, man. Just, ugh. It almost make you want to cry sometimes.
Yeah, sad.
It almost make you want to cry.
Yeah, sad.
Especially when you ride out here and you just see the amount of homeless people now. Like, it was bad before, but it's even worse now. Because you just got, like, tons of homeless people out there. I was on my way to work the other night, and I had to stop right there by Catholic Charities at that light right there on Fort Master and Las Vegas Boulevard. I had to stop, and they were just lined up. I don't know what the hell they were going in that gate for, but they were just lined up. And I'm just sitting there, like, peeping out the corner of my eye, like, this is freaking crazy. This is sad.
Yeah.
All these people are homeless. This is sad.
Yeah, but it has a lot to do with drug addiction and
some of them, yes. Yeah. Some of them, yeah. But you got a lot of new homeless people out there too, though.
Yeah,
you
know? I think a lot of the new homeless people are staying in their cars if they have cars.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's sad all the way around that. You know, this is America, the richest nation in the world, and you know, our governor come give us $600 stimulus checks. $600.
No, not our governor.
Well, you know, our Republicans.
Yeah, our Senate.
Yeah, $600, dog. What can you do with $600?
Yeah, that's the new, for those of you that don't know, Trump finally signed that little stimulus package.
That he could have signed last week when there's no changes that he signed.
Yeah, and then you could have been getting your little stimulus check this week. But now, ain't no telling when you're going to get it. But anyway, it's going to be $600.
$600 per kid, and these people are 9 months behind the rent.
Yeah,
what the fuck is that?
But they want to give you $600.
Like, bruh, y'all know how much, like, corporate welfare is? Like, they save countries. I mean, not countries, companies, and they consider these companies too big to fail. That's the word they use: too big to fail. So we have to bail them out.
Yeah. But you're not too big to fail. You know, you're just a little peon.
Yeah, you ain't shit.
Yeah.
Pull yourself up by your bootstraps.
Now, how about you make the companies pull themselves up by the bootstraps?
Yeah.
How about that?
Pay a decent wage.
How about that?
Pay a decent wage.
Exactly.
So.
It's stupid.
Then we got past COVID. Well, we ain't get past COVID.
We ain't past it.
Yeah,
we just settled in with it, and, you know, we're dealing with it a lot
right.
more, I guess, a lot better than we were in the beginning.
Right.
You know, they're easing up on a lot of these restrictions, even though they're tightening down again in some places.
Right.
But a lot of places, they've eased up on the restrictions. You know, you can have certain amounts of people in places, you know, but a lot of these companies that have smart CEOs and owners, they've adapted. They've adapted to what it is that you need to do with COVID. You know, a lot of food places have started delivering food, you know, so a lot of places have adapted. You got some places that haven't and some places that just can't.
And at the end of the day, the companies that adapted are the ones that are okay. Like,
yeah.
They got money in the bank.
Yep.
It's the mom and pop places that struggle.
The ones that are struggling.
Yeah. It just sucks, dog, because I can just see this world going to a straight corporation world.
Yeah.
They're letting all this little shit go off the cliff. And then, Walmart, Home Depot, Lowe's, you guys are great. Because you can't tell me, like, I went to Lowe's to look for one of those gopher things to pick up stuff. And at the front door, it said 100 people. I saw at least 200 people in the store. They're not counting that shit, dude. It's not even anybody at the door to count. So you guys talking about the capacity of 100 people. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah, ain't nobody at the door to count. So it's a lie.
Straight up lie.
Yeah. So I'm in here touching this, and somebody with COVID could have been touching it. You know what I'm saying? It's disrespectful, dog.
Yeah,
it's so disrespectful.
And the way that... Another thing that's disrespectful is the way that they pack in these freaking flights on these airlines. You're supposed to be socially distancing people, but you're packing these flights. These flights are not supposed to be packed out.
Do you got the money to upgrade your ticket? Then fuck you. Get your stupid ass on here as a sardine. You don't mean nothing else.
That's true.
You just a number.
That's nuts.
Yeah, it's sad. We're living in a bad world right now.
That is nuts.
So...
I mean, you just look at certain things and all you can do is shake your head.
I've been doing that so much this whole year. Just like
just shake your head. That's all you can do. That's it.
Like, hold on. He tested, but he got COVID. How you get it? Just shake your head, dog.
Oh, he was out there partying.
He's at a strip club and strippers at there. Oh, okay.
Okay. I see why he got it.
Boy. Dumb. You guys need to be home studying a playbook. Like I said, these NFL, NBA, any more athlete that's making a lot of money, they just need to work a real job for 2 weeks.
Just to see how it is.
Yeah, I guarantee that. Straighten that shit up.
Yeah, they would.
Yeah, Roger Goodell need to put that plan in. And I endorse it, so.
You want to act stupid? Okay, for a month. Matter of fact, for 2 months. I want you to go out here and live like a normal person.
You're going to work at Subway.
Yeah, get that little... $7.50 an hour or whatever minimum wage is now.
And then get cussed out because you put avocados in somebody's drink. Yeah, you think a head coach cussing you out? Nah, you ain't got cussed out by old fat Karen. You put avocados on her damn sandwich. She
wants
fight.
She don't want avocados. Yeah, she wants sprouts. Not avocado.
So, yeah, we live in a different world. And then, you know, the sports... NBA was in a bubble in Orlando.
Shoot, every sport was in a bubble.
Yeah.
Except for baseball. Football and baseball.
Yeah, they was actually traveling.
Hockey was in a bubble. Basketball was in a bubble.
Yeah, basketball had the best bubble.
Yeah,
until some idiot brought in COVID. The kid from the Rockets. Is he still there?
I don't know.
Lost his wife and everything else trying to cheat with a staff member. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now, bro.
Goodness, these people are so stupid.
Where we live in, bro.
So stupid.
Where we live in.
And also, 2020 was a year of you know, great loss. You know, we lost a lot of great people. Yeah. A lot of people that did some great things in this world.
Yeah, celebrities.
You know, we lost John Thompson. Lost Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yeah.
Who else?
Tanya Lister.
Yeah.
Somebody else just died.
Who was the civil rights leader?
John Lewis. The dreamer. Yes. Jesus Christ.
Yep. Lost John Lewis.
Yeah.
Who else, man? It's like the list is just enormous. Enormous. Like people are just dropping like flies. And it's not all from COVID. You know, some people it was just,
I'm so sick and tired of people blaming COVID for everything.
Yeah.
It's not a real thing, okay? Your ass catch and lose your family member even yelling it's a real thing.
Exactly.
Pray for me and it's all this shit.
Exactly. Like, but wait, just 2 seconds ago you said it wasn't a real thing.
Right.
Now it's a real thing.
Yeah.
Because one of your family members caught it. Ah, gotcha. Gotcha. Exactly. It was fake before your family member got it.
Right.
I see how that worked.
Yeah, politics, dog. Politics is horrible. And then, you know, we can talk about the election. This dude is fighting to this day that he won, and he won all the states that Joe Biden won. Like, seriously, bruh. Like I said, I have no problem if a person is a Republican or conservative. But a Trumpism person, that a person, he can just lie to you and you just believe. That shit is crazy, dog. I've never seen nothing like this in my life.
Just flat out say, a Trump supporter.
Yeah,
a Trump supporter. If you're a Trump supporter, 9 times out of 10, you're a freaking idiot. I'm sorry to say it. But you're a freaking idiot.
Because
you believe everything that flies out of this man's mouth.
Right. And he's a businessman. A man that has filed bankruptcy 6 times. That has $1.2 billion worth of loans right now. That he's afraid that when he gets out the White House, that they're going to take his shit like a normal person. If you have enough shit and you ain't paying your bills, they're going to come take your shit.
Come take it. Exactly.
And that's what he's afraid of. I just never seen no craziness like this, dude.
Nah.
Like, it's just, and honestly, I always say, it comes down to white men don't have anyone to look up to on a certain level, and he's the first, and they think he's really rich. They think he's brilliant than everybody else because he's really rich, but he's not.
And they think he's a man's man.
Yeah, nah, this is an alpha man to some
he's
people.
He's a pussy. That's what he is.
Yeah, a man that has to fire people on Twitter and can't face them face to face. Like, this is a man to them. Like, this is literally a man to them. Like, this shit is crazy.
Yeah, he's literally running his country like that stupid ass game show that he had or TV show, whatever it was.
The Apprentice.
Yeah, that's how he's running this country.
Yeah.
Literally.
But he don't understand. Getting under this microscope, motherfuckers went, now we're looking at your taxes.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because he's going to go to jail. He's going to go to jail. And it's what it is.
He's going to be the first ex-president to serve jail time, hopefully.
Yeah, trying to save his family.
You know, he's doling out a lot of crazy pardons right now.
Yeah, motherfuckers that killed kids in Iraq.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me, dude?
They didn't deserve a pardon at all. If anything, they deserve to be in jail the rest of their life.
Yeah, they killed 17 people.
Civilians.
Of Iraq.
Civilians.
Yeah.
Those people that y'all were not
destroyed.
A threat.
Yeah, y'all destroyed with y'all bums. And now y'all send these motherfuckers over to make money. Sad shit, bro.
Yeah.
Where we live in, dog?
America, caca.
Yeah, that's what it is.
But yeah, so he's still fighting that election. Still won't concede. Like, dude, you lost. Every state that you wanted to recount, they did you a favor and they recounted for you.
60 lawsuits.
Over and over again. They
60
recounted.
60 lawsuits.
And every lawsuit got thrown out.
Yeah.
Every lawsuit got thrown out. Except for somebody. I think except for one.
Yeah, because it was only for, like, the changing of times.
Yeah.
It went from 9 to 6 p.m. or something like that. That's the only lawsuit they won.
He like, yeah, and you thought you were so smart by doing that. No, you really screwed yourself.
Exactly.
You screwed yourself.
And like I said before, like, I can take down the number, and I'll come find you. Like, real talk. You see so many men disrespecting women nowadays over political things, and you're like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
You wouldn't say that to me.
Exactly.
Like,
if I was standing out there doing what she was doing, would you confront me? Nah, you wouldn't.
Come on. You'd wait till a woman come up or somebody younger than you and then confront them. Fuck out of here, dude.
all these videos of these white men freaking, and it's always white men. Mm-hmm. You see, it's always white men. You see it all the time. Confronting these females.
Right.
Over this stuff.
Yeah.
They'll walk right past a man doing the same thing, go confront the little lady right there.
Yeah, it makes them feel like a man.
Nah. Yeah. Get out of here with that. Get out of here with that.
Yeah,
what's that saying that you hear now? Who raised these niggas?
Yeah. Cowards, punks.
Man.
Why nobody raised them at all? They just stand on the line doing what they do. So
crazy. Yeah. I guess.
So going into 2021, hopefully we can get the vaccine out to everybody and hopefully it works. So, you know.
Yeah, hopefully.
Cut though. Corners to make this shit. So
Yeah, I've oh goodness, you're trying to tell me there's no cure for AIDS, there's no cure for cancer,
right?
There's a vaccine for the flu that you guys took years to work on,
right?
There's a vaccine for this, there's a vaccine for that. All those things took years of study, years of trials,
right?
You're trying to tell me something that y'all literally just pulled out of y'all asses in the last 3 months, you want me to inject that into my body?
Right.
Are you crazy?
No, not crazy.
Are you
at all.
Crazy?
Not crazy at all. It's the world we live in.
You literally did 2 months worth of trials. 2 months.
You didn't come out running. You didn't come out jogging.
2 months worth of trials. And you don't only have one vaccine. You got two vaccines. Two different vaccines. Mm-hmm. One is Moderna. And what's the other one? Eczema? What is it called?
Corona.
What is the other one called?
I can't think of the name.
Whatever the hell it is. You got two different vaccines.
She said eczema.
And for those of you who was going to try to clown about eczema, I was just clowning. I really don't know the name of the other one, but I know it ain't eczema.
That's an eczema.
But yeah, it's like, there's no way. No way. I'm not going to take it. You can't force me to take it.
Well, only reason
you're going to have to perfect that vaccine.
Only reason I take it is because I got elderly people.
Your story is different. Your situation is different. Me, nah, I'm good. I don't live around no elderly people. I don't go around no elderly people because all my elderly people are gone. So, you know, I'm not. Because I don't trust it. It's too soon. That was just entirely too fast.
Yeah, because my nursing class, the video specifically said, it takes 10 years to make a proper vaccine. I was like, what? 10 years? Are we making that shit in 3 weeks?
So y'all just gonna be running around here injecting people with the World War Z shot?
Yeah, motherfuckers' hearts gonna be exploding all over.
Nah, they just gonna turn into them fast ass zombies.
They better not. So I keep my gun on me. And if I see anything moving faster than meth head speed, I'm putting you down, homie. I'm keeping it 100. You moving way too fast, and you moving like a meth head, or you moving better than a meth head. Yeah, you come to me, I'm shooting your ass. Put bullets in your hand, and call Metro, dog.
Oh,
hopefully,
man.
You don't hop up from that.
Yeah, hopefully not.
Sad shit, man.
But I could just, like, I could see it happening. I could see it happening. Like, cause it's just too soon. Too soon. I mean, I haven't heard of anything negative happening yet, and hopefully it doesn't. You know, pray to God it doesn't.
Right.
Pray to God everybody that gets the shot is healthy and fine, all that good stuff. Right. But as for me and mine, we not messing with it.
Did you get the letter saying the kids go back to school next month?
I got an email, but they're just... they're just bringing back a certain amount of kids.
Okay.
And your kids have to either be in a certain grade or they have to be of the special population.
Okay.
You know?
Because it was asking about that. I was like, I ain't heard nothing about that.
Yeah. Yeah, they got to be in a special population or a certain grades. Yeah. So as we close out 2020 and go into 2021, you know, hopefully 2021 is a better year. You know, like we said at the beginning of the show, COVID has mutated and it is now COVID-21. It's turning 21 this year. If they mutated into 20, it's turning 21 in 2021.
Horrible.
Hopefully that don't mean that it's going to be a worse strain, you know, but we're going to see. You know, we're going to see.
Right.
I can't wait to see what the numbers are going to be like after New Year's.
High.
Because.
Was saying, if you got a broken leg, please don't come here.
Exactly.
Go ice pack on the big spot of the day.
Exactly. Go wrap it up yourself. Just let it heal on its own. Set it, let it heal on its own. Because every bed is filled up. We can't take no more room.
Right.
We shut down.
It's really tripping.
Yeah. But I hope everybody has a safe and blessed New Year. If you do decide to go out and party, please... please put your mask on.
Yeah, party safely.
Party responsibly. Don't drink and drive. Put your mask on. Have your sanitizer or your gloves or whatever. Whatever you need to have to be safe, to keep from catching the Rona. Just please do it. For you, for me, for everybody else. Just do it. Like Nike say, just do it.
Nope.
Just do it. So we can all get over this. Cause me personally, I'm tired of wearing the mask. You know, it sucks. It sucks. But I do what I have to do because I'm trying to do my part. So I do what I have to do to keep myself and everybody else safe. Because they don't know if I have it. I don't know if they have it. Well, I know I don't have it because I just got tested recently. So I know I don't have it. But everybody else, I don't know what y'all got. Y'all look nasties. stay the hell away from me. But yeah, so hope everybody had a good Christmas, and hopefully everybody has a happy New Year. Hopefully 2021 will be a prosperous one. Hopefully it'll be a safe one, and we'll catch you guys in 2021.
Peace.